Micah, who lived about 700 years before the birth of Jesus, spoke for God as a prophet. He is the one who said that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem, as King Herod's scribes told the Magi, who followed a star to find the infant king of the Jews. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. We see that the words of Micah were true concerning the Messiah, that he wrote that which was inspired and shown by the Holy Spirit. Micah also wrote, "He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea." Jesus did, indeed, tread our sins and iniquities under his foot as he was on the cross. He paid the ultimate price for our sin, suffering the condemnation of being separated from his heavenly Father, truly dying the death of the guilty while being innocent of all sin. When Jesus burst forth from the tomb, he demonstrated that he had overcome death, for death cannot hold anyone who is innocent. Jesus' innocence, his payment for our transgressions, sins, and iniquities, is credited to us because of God's great love. Our sins are drowned in the waters of baptism, and we are marked as God's own dear children. May our Lord grant us the peace of knowing he has given us full pardon, that we are buried and risen with Christ through the washing of regeneration and renewal. Amen.